It was to be a strangling, so thousands came with string. At the string factory, they had been working overtime to earn more money, to buy longer string, so that they could be first in the strangling. The string they bought could have stretched 3 times across the moon. But no one did. For string, as everyone knows, is for tying up and not for stretching out. In the place of small executions, seats had already been allotted, according to the length of string possessed. And, so that there should be no disorder, marshals had been instructed to lead the crowd in singing such popular numbers as "I'll tie myself to Jesus," and "It's string that binds the world together." At last, the prisoner, with heart so tightly bound inside his chest he could not feel it beat, was brought before his stranglers. His fingership, the Lord Chief Knot, pronounced the crime. "This man will not attach himself to anything. Refuses to tie knots. Has never handled string. He must be taught the omnipotence of rope. To know the knot that curls beneath the cheek." But when they came to choke him, the crowd saw that the prisoner held a knife, and every cord they tied him with, he cut, until there was no piece long enough to strangle him. And the people were afraid and ran away. In the place of small executions, there was only a free man who laughed and waved his knife at a snow-deep pile of inch-long string. Then the man jumped high and stretching over his hill of string. And because there was nothing else to cut, he cut his throat.